Good morning, it's Netanel. Tomorrow, Friday will be an English calendar, December 22nd. On the Hebrew calendar, it'll be the 10th of Teves. The 10th of Teves each year is a fast day. It's one of four fast days in the cycle that have to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We had the day after Rosh Hashanah. We have what we call the Fast of Gedalia, which is the end of the process of the destruction as the last governor and last community in Israel was wiped out. we have the fast of the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the 9th of Av, and we have the 17th of Tammuz when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. All of those are at the end of the process of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This fast, the 10th of Teves, tomorrow is the day when the siege started, the beginning of the process of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The siege started, and then after the other three, take us through the other phases, breaching the walls, burning the Beis HaMikdash, and then the last governmental institutions and leadership. Why do we have a fast day? And noteworthy, why is it that we fast on Friday? This is the only public fast day that we have as a community that happens on a Friday. Friday, which means that when Shabbos comes, we light the Shabbos candles and we have to wait till the stars come out and then we can eat again, but we go into Shabbos hungry, something very, very unusual. So one of the notes and one of the messages of the 10th of Teves is to remember how did we set ourselves up at the beginning? How did we launch this? How did things start? Meaning, often as we have conversations, you could be at a simcha, you could be at a shiva house, there's so much conversation about the engagement or the dating, about the final illness and etc. The end stages, and we focus on that, and we forget to look and see what did we put in place that allowed us to come to this. What did these individuals do that put them positioned to be able to find such a beautiful match, to be able to get married? What did they do? You know, how did they live their life that brought them to the end that we admired them so much in the end years of their life? What did they do that set them on the path that allowed for such beauty? The 10th of Teves calls on us to stop and think, what things do we have in place that'll put us on a trajectory, put us on a path for wonderful things to happen? Because on the 10th of Teves, the siege started and put us on a path, unfortunately, from which we never came back, from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And so there's an important lesson to pause and think, what do we have in place? What are we set up for? Step Ezra Hashem, we should see and hear many, many good things as we put the right things in place to be on a path for success and growth and coming close to Hashem, and Be'ezus Hashem as a community will merit that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt.